This is your first match in the Bronx, isn't it?
I know I've wrestled in New York several times. I just don't know the specific locations. So I don't know if it's the first time, but it's my first time wrestling here for 2KW.
And how does it feel to be debuting in the Bronx alongside Eddie Kingston?
It's awesome because we haven't tagged in like about 4 years, and we try not to, as far as like wrestling to or with each other a lot. So I like the fact that we get to do it once in a while. So it's really exciting, especially wrestling EYFBO.
So what do you think wrestling in a smaller, more intimate place like the Bronx that has like a voracious wrestling fandom? You know, I'm one of them. You know, I write about it. I live it. So, you know, what is it?
I love it because even though I'm wrestling on TV like every month and everything, it's nice to still go back to the indies and know where I came from and know that I am still wrestling the independents, and I appreciate the intimate setting that the indies bring, along with the fans that, you know, been supporting me since I was Mia Yim to Jade. So it's really nice to still being able to come back and wrestle for the indies, especially for a small location like this.
And I've been following you since you were Mia Yim. You know, I was like, man, she really should get signed by NXT, everything else. You know, that's like, I'm like, NXT, NXT, NXT. And then I'm like, you guys dropped the ball. And then I saw you go to TNA. I saw you develop Jade, right? And I saw you win the Knockouts title. I followed you through Shine, Shimmer, you know, so you have it.
Thank you.
What is it that keeps you going, and what is it that makes you different?
Well, when I first started, I was wrestling alongside, like, Sarah Del Rey was my vet, and Mercedes Martinez, Daisy Hayes, like, they've helped me so much just growing up that I want to be like them, and I want the new generation, the new girls that's coming in to look at me like that vet. So I want to just pave the way for the younger girls the way that they did for me. And my thing is, I was always told that, you know, I was too fat for TV. I didn't have the look for TV, all this other thing. So what kept me going too is to prove those doubters wrong. You know, I was picked on in high school, so I just want to like let people know that you don't have to be a beautiful, no offense, blonde, white, blue-eyed girl to make it. Like, you can be different and you can still make it. And I just want to show everyone, girls or guys or anyone, that, you know, if you work hard enough, you can achieve what you want.
So what do you think doing intergender wrestling does for your career? You know, do you think it really, because, you know, the big dog, WWE, yeah, doesn't want to do it anymore.
Yeah.
So what do you think that does? Does that highlight the skills of the women, which I think are on par? Mm-hmm. Or do you think it just gives you another avenue to show another aspect of your character?
It goes both ways, honestly, because I see now that a lot of girls are wrestling guys, but there's legit, and I've said this in other like podcasts and everything, that there's no storyline. It's legit just the girls doing all their flippy do's and nonsense in the ring with no purpose behind it. So sometimes I disagree with it, but other times, like my feud with Greg Excellent, who I will forever say that I love him and he is the most underrated wrestler ever and he needs to be signed. My feud with him at CCW, we had 3 matches and each time was a story. So I get to do whatever I wanted, but we also established, hey, this is the story that we're going, this is what we want to tell. It's not just, oh, I just want to do a top rope hurricanrana or anything like that. So there's a purpose behind it. So I think it can really go both ways. I know WWE doesn't really, you know, they look down on that, but I don't care.
Yeah. And you could have an intergender match, have the women, mm-hmm, have the women go over and not have the guy look weak.
Exactly. Like, I wrestled, you know, Greg Excellent, Eddie Kingston, ACH, like, I've had multiple matches with men, and I think out of all of them, we both still look strong, and we were still able to establish a story that goes with this. So it's not like to diminish, you know, oh, well, this guy's a strong guy, but we're going to let him lose to a girl just because, you know. So I don't think that it's anything like that, unless, you know, of course, the guy or girl did something in the back to piss somebody off.
So what's going forward? Is there a Shine championship? Is there a Shimmer championship in the future?
I'm hoping for Shimmer. I quit Shine, so I don't care for Shine anymore. but Shimmer, that would be nice. I'm hoping to regain the TNA Knockouts championship again. So hopefully do, you know, just make a name for myself.
Okay, so some boys making waves over in Shimmer. Right. So thing is dangerous, man. That thing is dangerous. She's making waves and shimmer, so if she's still the champion, how do you think that match is going to go around?
Well, here's the thing. I love Nicole, but I've been with Shimmer for years. I started at Sparkle. I started from the bottom and working my way up. I think if anyone deserves to be the Heart of Shimmer, it should be me. Or you know, I think Nicole is still... She's definitely got a couple... She's a target. She's definitely a target.
So thank you so much for your time.